1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Bob and Brian on Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Imagine a whole theater for you and 20 guests. Book your private cinema at Marcus Cinemas now for only $99. MarcusTheaters.com/private cinema.
It's raining men.
You know, ready for basketball, hockey, and the ATP World Tour. Tim Murray.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, gentlemen. I heard Brian just goes before off air. Well, now what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
We made it through 2 months of no sports. Well,
yeah, that's
even
true.
More than that, didn't we? Because we went from March 12th or whatever it was to, really, we didn't have sports until May.
Well, we talked about, I remember what we talked about there. How are we going to get sports back is what we talked about. Almost every day. Well, what's the plan? Who's doing
different
what?
Rumors and all that. Yeah.
Exactly. World rugby starts up. Yeah. It's like pulling your arm out of a bucket of water. The water fills that hole in really quickly. Wonk. Then sports does that too. I'm not worried. What do we talk about?
Just looking at what seasons start up in February.
Well,
rugby.
Shock of all shocks, the greatest player in the history of the NFL was in a championship game yesterday, and guess what he did? He won again because he's the greatest player of all time. And those of us who said, well, I just don't know how they're going to beat Kansas City. Well, there you have it. Asked and answered by one Tom Brady, the greatest football player in the history of football.
And Brady was unbelievable coming off the edge and pressuring Patrick Mahomes all game long. I mean, that was pretty impressive.
They have him line up on D. I must have missed that.
He was doing everything out there. Now
He's just gonna curl up to his 7th Lombardi trophy and his 5th MVP trophy. Oh.
Hey, Brian? Why is he yelling?
I don't know. I think he wants us to forget that he asked, the question.
Oh, no.
What will Tom Brady do for the Buccaneers? Maybe get him a game better.
One more win, I said, yeah. They won't be any better than they were with, what's his name?
Jameis Winston.
I always want to call him Winston Moss. I know there's a Winston in there, but I always misplace it. Yeah, Jameis Winston.
He's pulling, I feel like Bob, Brian, is more sports host than I am. I mean, I don't even know if it's even close, because he recognizes that when you get something wrong, you just yell really loudly, and then people will think, well, he must have been all in on Brady from the start. I think that's what he's doing here. And it's a brilliant tactic. Well done, sir.
Run to it, not from it.
Sports shouting.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Because on Friday.
This is, we should take this audio and send it to broadcast schools across the country. this is how it's done.
There you go.
Are there really broadcast schools around the country anymore?
I think Dan Patrick has a broadcast.
Everyone's
school,
just doing
he?
It from their basement. Everyone has a podcast with the internet.
Yeah, you can sort of skip right over going to school for any of this.
Well, I didn't have to go to school. I mean,
we did.
Since I graduated college, I majored in communications, but have I ever been asked once what college I went to for a job or, what my GPA was? Nope.
Yeah, if I had to put together a resume now for another job.
What about the TV part? There must be more to broadcasting when it comes to television, because you got a camera and everything.
You just look at it.
Yeah, but here you get to look around and kind of like...
Oh, radio's better.
Go through.
You can wear shorts and a T-shirt.
TV, you can wear shorts.
You can click through your phone, and all that stuff. And you can check, do I have that in my wallet or not? Or reach over for this or... That TV, you've got to be,
Or when one of you guys says something crazy, I can roll my eyes.
Right,
I guess you could do that on TV, too.
I asked Brian and Eric this earlier this morning. I won't tell you what their answers were, but early this morning I said, so let's just say Tom Brady becomes available, yeah, and they call the Packers.
Don't fall for this trap.
And they say, we'll trade you Tom Brady for Aaron Rodgers. Would you make that trade today?
Man, you really,
Tim,
have gone to the deep ends of the sports radio realm. Hell no, I wouldn't make that trade.
So
here it is. He asked you for your answer.
Yep.
Now he's going to argue with you.
So
did Brady win MVP of the league?
He won MVP of the Super Bowl. Our guy, the guy who won that, didn't get there. Tom Brady beat him 2 weeks ago.
So did Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator of the Buccaneers, did he put out a defense that didn't have any safety help? I don't know. You know, when I watched last night's game, I was pretty impressed. I don't think they're going to fire their defensive coordinator after this game.
Yeah, tell us about our new guy. You seem to know more about him than we do.
The Packers were treated like a dude who was trying to get a prom date this weekend, and the first girl turned him down. No, I don't want to go to prom with you. Hey, do you want to go to prom? Oh, yeah, the not-so-pretty girl.
I don't know. I wasn't excited when Washington hired him in 2016.
Who is this guy? What's his name?
Joe Barry.
Joe Barry, right. Yeah.
He's as all coaches do. He has connections back to LaFleur. He was on the same staff, I believe, when they were in Los Angeles together. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty uninspiring. I'll just say that. Jim Leonard would have been exciting, and Jim Leonard, I'm sure most people have seen the news, turned down the Packers over the weekend. He was offered the job, did not take it. So they had to move on to another option, and that apparently is Joe Barry, who has been a defensive coordinator for a total of 4 years. He was fired after 2 years in Detroit and fired after 2 years in Washington.
He worked with LaFleur in Los Angeles.
And in Washington. No, yeah, just in Los Angeles. I think he didn't work with him in Washington.
And they hired him right after Leonard turned him down. I mean, it wasn't very long.
Right. Within a couple hours, we had the news that Leonard, you know, you got the flash that Leonard had turned the Packers down, and a couple hours later, I got another alert.
That makes me think? Like, okay, they had a list of finalists.
Yep.
And they contacted the first guy, and he said no, and then right away they said, okay, well, this other guy's pretty good. Let's get a hold of him right away. Mm-hmm. They didn't do any more looking around.
Well, they had done the whole process. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they had the list of finalists or list of people they liked, and Leonard was number one, and he said, thanks but no thanks. I'm going to stay at Wisconsin. And now it's going to be Joe Brady. So
Barry.
Barry. Barry.
So Joe Detroit, Brady, 2007 to 2008. Washington, 2015 to 2016. What did he do in between?
Now, you say he was...
That's 7 years in between. What was it?
He went to... Well, in between Detroit and Washington, he went to Tampa for a year, where he was a linebackers coach. Then he coached in college. He was a linebackers coach for a while. And after Washington, he went to L.A., and he was a linebackers coach there, too.
Okay.
I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway.
I mean, look, I hope I'm wrong.
Was he fired in Detroit and Washington for being too awesome?
You know, maybe.
No, okay.
No, he was not. I mean, coaches get fired. Look, coaches get fired all the time. But it's pretty uninspiring because of who they just fired to bring in him. I mean, I think Leonard would have been – look, he may work out and Leonard might have failed. But I think Leonard would have brought a sense of, hey, this guy's really good at Wisconsin, thought of as one of the better defensive minds. Let's bring him in. But.
Well.
And
there have been all kinds of guys who were you know, whodats when they got the job and went on to LaFleur was, you know, yoga instructor. I called him a yoga instructor. Who is he? I didn't call him that right away. I just kind of waited for him to be something after a while.
Right. And the thing about the LaFleur hire was, as much as you may not have liked it, at least it was not a retread. It was something new. It was an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
You know, look, we had our I'm not going to sit here and say I knew he would be, 28-8 in 2 years. I was surprised by it because he, you know, only had 1 year as an offensive coordinator down in Tennessee calling plays. And he was, you know, offensive coordinator only by name only, it felt like, in Los Angeles because McVay was calling the plays. There were a couple other candidates out there that people were excited about, a couple younger position coaches that, you know, Chris Harris in Washington was a finalist.
Well, you know, and as you know, the people who win the popularity contest are always the best. So,
look, I hope I'm wrong, to live through Joe Barry defenses, and they sucked.
It's not just a popularity contest. We weren't the only ones. The Packers interviewed him and offered him the job. They thought he was the best candidate available. He was offered
for Leonard.
He was offered that job first.
So this just makes it an even better story when the Packers have a great defense and win the Super Bowl.
Okay,
would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say, you know, hot takery. I don't have the hot take ability like Bob does. You know, when it comes to like Tom Brady and stuff like that. But when I saw it was Joe Brady or Joe Barry, I said, I was not happy. I was not thrilled when Joe Barry got hired in 2015 in Washington and was kind of proven right.
You're supposed Patriots were thrilled when they got Bill Belichick, who had been a loser in Cleveland.
Good point. I mean, he had.
And then, you know, without Tom Brady, Belichick is who? The Patriots?
I don't know what the excitement level was in New England when Belichick came along, because he had tons of success
getting the formula right for a winning team
with
the Giants. Success in Cleveland
as an assistant. Yeah, they weren't horrible in Cleveland.
You got to have the right coach and right players and right everybody.
I agree.
Got to be all in tune with each other.
If you look at his record in Cleveland, it's not like they won three games or something like that. He just wasn't a championship team.
Well, and now when you go back. When you look back at what it was, I mean, he had one of the greatest coaching staffs ever assembled in Cleveland. That thing was insane. Nick Saban was on that staff. Okay. The Browns staff before they came to Baltimore was ridiculous.
Well, they were 6-10, 7-9, 7-9, 11-5, 5-11.
Well, the 5-11 season was a disaster because that was the year they were told they were going to, or there was all these rumors about them moving to Baltimore.
Okay.
But look, I hope it works out. I just am not super excited about it.
No, I said it earlier. Why'd we fire Mike Pettine if this is the guy we're going to get?
I tend to agree with that.
Yeah. So
that is. You know,
we were leading the charge to fire Mike Pettine.
Well, he wasn't fired. He just wasn't.
He wasn't renewed. Yeah, it wasn't renewed. And we actually wanted Jim Leonard, and we settled on Joe Barry.
Well,
we did.
We'll see how this
we
goes.
Did. Joe Barry wasn't the guy they wanted. They wanted Leonard.
And it's kind of interesting.
They started out
wanting
somebody else. I don't know how their list was when they fired Pettine.
But
I would think they had something going on.
I wonder if this discussion happened. After Jim Leonard turned him down. I wonder if anybody in the room said, you think we can call Mike Pettine and see, you know, maybe, hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Come back.
You know, that non-renewal thing? Let's get it done. Bring it back.
HR, you know how slow they are. Of course we want you back. So
I would have liked to know the interview questions.
For Barry and Leonard, or
for whoever they asked to be defensive coordinator. I'd like to know the questions they ask.
I'm sure it's schemes. And what would you do with this guy personnel wise? We have, you know, these guys or
and
all those,
you know, what What is your worst quality?
Well, and that's an easy one to answer. Oh, my worst quality? I'm glad you asked. It said I work too hard. I care too much. It's always
Ding.
It's
great
always,
answer.
Right. It's always that something wonderful that you do too much of. Well, it's probably all the time I put in and how personally I take this and the attachment I get to my players.
I never learned how to lose well.
Yeah, I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
You know what? My wife always says I never hang up towels. I guess that's it. I drop them on the floor in the bathroom and I go to work.
Joe, what would you say your worst quality is? Well, I've coordinated some pretty crappy defenses.
My worst quality? Well, I've been fired twice as a defensive coordinator. It's a hell of a question to ask me. What's my worst quality? What do I think of Kingman's performance?
But, yeah, like everything, hopefully it works out. Hopefully, yeah, I don't think we were all jazzed about LaFleur, and that's worked out quite well. So we'll give old Joe a try. Well, we don't really have a decision because I don't know if Matt LaFleur is listening to this show and saying, ah, damn, there's a Washington guy in town. He knows about Joe. Ah, all right, forget it. We're not hiring him.